Hello, my name is Sophie Latz, and I'm a graduating senior from the Westminster Schools. And next year, I'll be studying in rowing crew at MIT. Today, I want to talk to you about my faith journey and how I find God in the little moments. When I was little, going to church meant putting on a pretty pink dress, my patent leather Mary Janes, socks with the ruffles on them, and a bow that matched my dress, of course. I was in it for the fashion. My brother and I would sit in the pews, filling out the green visitor cards, but not as ourselves, as Luke Skywalker, Princess Peach, Barbie, or any of our other favorite characters. Church also meant that I got to spend time with my grandparents. Some of you all may know my grandmother, Cindy Pacalico, or my grandfather, Reverend Richard Pacalico. Now, my grandfather didn't come every Sunday, but when he did, it meant him greeting me with, "Hey, Tiger," singing hymns with him, and playing tic-tac-toe after we took communion. In preparation for this talk, I asked my mom if I could read some of Granddad's sermons. He retired before I was born, so I never really got to hear him preach, but one sermon in particular stood out to me. Granddad was sharing about an especially difficult summer, and he said, "One of the things that unites us as human beings is our common experience of loss." My grandfather passed away when I was in eighth grade. So while adjusting to the many COVID changes, like online school and minimal social interaction, I was thrown into the new reality that I would have no more Sundays sitting on the far right end of the pew with Granddad, I wouldn't be greeted with Tiger, I won't get to watch Looney Tunes, Phineas and Ferb, Barbie Island Princess, or Shaun the Sheep with Granddad at family gatherings, and I won't fulfill my childhood plans of walking down the aisle on my wedding day to find Granddad officiating. I always associated church with Granddad, so naturally, if I lost Granddad, I would lose church too, right? Wrong. Thankfully, God never left. In fact, God was there to help fill the gaps. In my confusion and grief, I turned to Christ and my community here at church, and oh my goodness, I am so thankful that I did. Don't get me wrong, I still love the fashion, the gorgeous dresses, and seeing everyone in their Sunday best. But now, instead of creating characters on the visitor cards, I listen, I learn, and I reflect. Previously, I think I was looking for some profound moment where God would do something magnificent and I would feel his presence. But I now understand that there's no need for grand gestures. Instead of expecting a grand entrance, I now feel God's presence as I work with my grief in the community here at St. Philip's, when I'm searching for strength, or when I'm simply outside appreciating nature. 10th grade was a tough year for me. Hadn't really found my friends yet, and I was struggling in rowing. A few weeks into the year, one Tuesday after chemistry class, I look around to find someone to go to lunch with, but don't see any familiar faces. Pick up my backpack and start to head out of the room until Ellery and Ellie stop me. "Hey, you go to St. Philip's too, right?" Ellery asks me. "Yeah, I do," I reply. They asked me to go to Bible study with them that Tuesday, and I said, "Sure, why not?" That one act of kindness from Ellery and Ellie turned into lifelong friendships. From getting pizza, listening to the message Keith prepares for us, having meaningful discussions, and then sitting in Ellery's car for way too long afterwards to listen to music and talk about anything and everything. This community helped me find my closest friends. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a rower. It's not something I ever expected to do, but when a friend called me one morning freshman year and said, "My mom is forcing me to do rowing, so you're going to do it too," I said, "Sure, why not?" I immediately fell in love with the sport, although it's not always easy. During workouts on land, there's one rule. Unless it's for medical reasons, you do not get off the machine. Rowing is both a mental and a physical sport. So during those hard pieces, it's just you, the machine, and the numbers glaring back at you, telling you stroke by stroke how poorly or well you're doing. It's the first 2K day of 10th grade. For the non-rowers out there, a 2K is the defining piece, the one time that decides how good you are as a rower. Sit ready, attention, rope. The piece starts, but no matter how hard I tried, I could not get the numbers where I needed them to be. And I did the one thing I was never supposed to do. I got off the erg. Sitting with my head between my knees, struggling to breathe, and all my confusion and panic, I turn to God, and I ask God for strength. And slowly, my breathing calmed down, and I pulled myself together. Now, I ask God for strength before every piece, and I haven't gotten off the erg since. I learned that God doesn't appear in those elaborate displays, but instead, with steadfast love, supports us in big and small moments. I feel God's presence as I take that first stroke on the water in the mornings, breaking the perfectly still water we call glass, and then pausing to listen to the leaves rustling, the birds chirping, the water splashing up along the shore. I feel God in the warm rays of sunshine. I feel God as I process in, standing up at the altar and feeling the choir surround me with their beautiful music. I feel God's presence as I eat Fellinis with the other members of youth, as I ask for strength, as I sit with my mom and grandmother on the right side of the aisle on Sundays, as we eat brunch afterwards. And when I feel God's presence, I know that my granddad is here with me too. In that same sermon, Granda talks about how after his dad died, he went for a drive, turned on the radio, and heard the James Taylor song, Little More Time With You. And he felt his dad there with him. Granddad said, I will spend a little more time with you, Dad, as you will with me until the day I die. Not physically, but spiritually and emotionally. I spend time with Granddad spiritually and emotionally here at church. I spend time with him when I hear the birds chirping, when I see an episode of Phineas and Ferb. Because the truth is, I didn't lose church, I didn't completely lose Granddad either. Both will stay constants in my life as I move on to the next chapter. I'll spend time with God while I'm out rowing on the Charles, and I'll spend time with Granddad as I study architecture, a field he also adored. I'll stay in touch with my community here, because this is where I found my best friends and where I cultivated my relationship with Christ. So I want to say thank you to my mom and my grandmother for encouraging me to attend church on Sundays. Thank you to Ellery and Ellie for introducing me to Bible study. Thank you to Keith for giving me so many opportunities to grow as a person and as a Christian. Thank you to the priests and congregation for being such a major part of my life and my story. Thank you to Granddad for loving me. And thank you to God for sustaining me through the tough times and the good times, for I wouldn't be the person I am today without my religion. Amen.